Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the critical and often misunderstood world of data governance. Let's dive right in.
I'm ready. So, I hear the term data governance thrown around a lot, but what exactly is it? It sounds a little dry.
Huh, it can sound that way, but it's actually fascinating. Think of it as the rulebook for data. It's all the rules, the processes, and the accountability for an organization's data. The goal is to make sure data is used routinely, sources are harmonized, and, crucially, that the right people have access and the wrong people don't.
Okay, a rulebook. I get that. So it's about control. But you often hear about data management, too. Are they the same thing?
Great question. They're related, but different. Data governance is the blueprint. It outlines the overall structure, what should happen. Data management is the construction crew actually building according to that blueprint. It's the hands-on, everyday work of implementing those rules.
Ah, I see. So governance is the why and how it should be, and management is the doing. So why does this matter so much now? Is it just because we have so much data?
That's a huge part of it. The amount of data has grown exponentially. Good data governance means quality data is accessible to the right people efficiently. It prevents having, say, 5 different databases, all claiming to have the same customer information, but with different details. It creates a single, consistent source of truth.
That sounds like a lifesaver. So if a company wants to get started, where do they begin? Do they just create a giant committee?
That's part of it. You definitely need to figure out who's involved. Typically, you have a few key roles. First, there's the data owner or sponsor. These are high-level people with the ultimate decision-making power and accountability for a specific type of data.
So you could have one owner for manufacturing data and another for sales data.
Exactly. Even in a local government, you might have one person responsible for voter registration data and another for real estate tax data. They own it.
But wait. Are those high-level owners really the ones who know the data best? I'd think the people using it every day would be the real experts.
You've hit on a critical point. That's why you also have data stewards and subject matter experts. These are the people working with the data regularly. They're the ones on the ground who understand its quirks and uses. Leaving them out of the process, well, it usually leads to a lot of headaches later on.
I can imagine. You make a rule that sounds great in a boardroom, but is impossible to actually implement. So, you have owners, stewards, and you mentioned a committee?
Yes. Larger organizations often have a data governance committee. They're the referees. They resolve conflicts between groups and work to standardize how data is used across the entire organization. So you don't have a dozen different systems that don't talk to each other.
Okay, so you've got your team. What's next? Do you just try to govern everything at once?
Absolutely not. That's a classic mistake. It's tempting to say we want to control it all, but it's not practical. You have to define your scope. Think of it like this. If you fell down the stairs and had a bleeding cut, a broken arm, and a bump on your head, what do you fix first?
You stop the bleeding, definitely.
Precisely. You deal with the most immediate pressing concern. With data that's often anything tied to government or regulatory compliance. You start there because the consequences of getting it wrong are highest. Once that's under control, you move to the next thing.
That makes so much sense. So what if there's no bleeding, no urgent compliance issue?
Then you just pick an area. The biggest risk can be getting paralyzed by trying to find the perfect place to start. Just pick one, like client data, and get moving. Action is better than inaction.
All right. So we have the who and the what. Now for the detailed part. What does that look like?
It starts with documentation. You have to understand what you currently have. Where does the data come from? Who uses it? And importantly, how are they using it right now? You'll often find surprises, like people using data in ways you never intended, because they can't get what they actually need.
And I bet you find the same data coming from multiple places, right?
All the time. The text gives a great automotive example. A warranty claim might have mileage reported by the dealer, but the car's own computer also reports the mileage. If they conflict, which one do you trust? You have to establish an authoritative source, in this case, probably the car's computer, since there's less room for human error.
So you need to connect all these different data sources. How does that work?
That's called data mapping. It's about understanding how information in one source relates to another. For example, sales data isn't just one thing. It's client data, plus order data, plus inventory data. You map them together using a common link, like a customer ID or a part number, to get the full picture.
It's like building a family tree for your data. But what about the data itself? How do you make sure everyone knows what order date actually means?
That's where metadata comes in. Sometimes called a data dictionary, it's data about the data. It would tell you that order date is in a month, day, year format, and it represents the date the order was received from the customer. It's a universal translator, so everyone is on the same page.
This all sounds great for structured data, but what about messy, unstructured stuff, like notes in a text box?
For that, you might use something called data scraping. It's a way to automatically pull out structured information from unstructured text. So if the mileage was buried in a text comment on that warranty form, data scraping could find it and pull it out.
This brings up a bigger point: data quality. How do you make sure the data stays accurate through all this movement and mapping?
That's the concept of data integrity. It's about maintaining the accuracy and consistency of data throughout its entire life cycle. There's a perfect analogy for what happens when you fail at this: the telephone game.
Where you whisper a phrase and it's completely different by the end of the line.
Exactly the same thing can happen with data. A small assumption at the beginning can get magnified through multiple systems and people, and the final report is nothing like the original truth. Maintaining data integrity is about putting checks in place to prevent that from happening.
So it's not a one-time cleanup. It's an ongoing process of verification.
You've got it. And that applies to data governance as a whole. It is not a do-it-once-and-forget-it project. The world of data changes so fast. The rules you make today might be irrelevant in 2 years. You need a schedule to come back, review, and make sure your policies are still keeping up.
So it's a living, breathing system that has to adapt, just like the business itself.
Precisely. It's about being proactive. You check in regularly so you only have small things to react to, instead of waiting 5 years and realizing none of your rules are being followed, because they no longer make any sense. It's a continuous cycle.
Wow, that's a lot more dynamic and honestly more interesting than I thought. It's really the central nervous system for how a company uses its most valuable asset.
It truly is. When done right, it's the foundation for everything else. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.